Dear passengers, we are glad to welcome you in a comfortable train, Tulpar Talgo, en route Atarau Almaty 2. The train leaves Atarau in the morning. The road to Almaty takes 1 day, 14 hours, 16 minutes. Along the route, the train passes through such major cities as Taraz, Shymkent, Turkestan, Kızılorda, and the Aral Sea. It stops in Şu, Şili, Tyuratam, Kazalinsk, and passes through the stations Aris, Siyaksiul, Şalkar, Kandiyagash, Kandiyagash, and Sagiz. The history of Atarau is quite unusual. It was founded on the site of the settlement, which was built by Yaroslav Merchant in 1640. Guriev was the first name of the city, and in 1992, it was renamed as Atarau. The city is spread out in two parts of the world. The city is spread out in two parts of the world, in Europe and in Asia. The first oil refining and oil equipment production plants in Kazakhstan were built here, as well as the largest fish canning plant in the Republic. The culture of these places is also rich. There is a Mahambiet Utyemisov drama theater, the Nurmurhan Janturin Regional Philharmonic, the famous orchestra of Kazakh national instruments named after Dina Nurpisova, the local history museum, and the Museum of Decorative and Applied Arts in the center. Please note that the train route also runs through the beautiful Aral Sea. It was named the fourth lake in the world because of its size. Beginning in the 60s, sea levels began to decrease rapidly. The reason is the water withdrawal for irrigation of farmland from the main feeding rivers as Amudarya and Sirdarya. Today, the dying Aral Sea has moved 100 kilometers from its former coastline. Some scientists believe that only the human factor is to blame. Others claim that for 10,000 years, the Aral Sea changed its size 9 times. Therefore, we can assume it is the next stage of the change of sea borders. Just people have stepped up the progress a little bit. According to experts, just its northern part, which is located in Kızılorda region, will remain from the once largest lake of the planet. Kazalı or Kazalinsk is another important town along the route. It was founded in 1853 when Vasily Perovsky, the Orenburg Governor General, began to build here Fort No. 1. On November 21, 1900, the library was opened on a community project, which today is one of the main attractions. It was visited by members of various expeditions, which included scientists, travelers, orientalists. Everyone left their book as a gift in memory of their stay in this country. Some of these rarities are still stored in the gold fund of the library. Kızılorda is one of the major cities along the route located on the banks of the Sirdarya River. It is the birthplace of many famous personalities, poets, and musicians. Korkut Ata Memorial Complex is located near the city. Every year, various events are held here, including the folk music festival, its Korkut and Melodies of the Great Steppe. The museum is of great importance for the spiritual development of the Kazakh people and is included in the macro sacred list of historical and cultural objects of sacred geography of Kazakhstan project. Turkestan is another important historical and cultural center on the route. It is a city with 1,500 years of history. The mausoleum of Koca Akmet Yasawi, a Sufi poet, is its main attraction. Pilgrims from all over Central Asia come to pay their respects to the saint. There are also many other Islamic monuments in the historical center of Turkestan, such as Hilvet Underground Mosque of the 12th century, Juma Mosque Museum of the 18th century, the Hammam Museum, and the history of Turkestan. To visit these parts is worth at least once in your life. Shymkent is next one on the route. It is the third largest and most populous city in Kazakhstan. Its history begins in ancient times. For the first time, Sharaf ad-Din Ali Yazdi, the Persian historian, wrote about the settlement on the territory of the modern metropolis in his works of 1425. The locals named their native Shymkent as Garden City. Indeed, Shymkent is the leader among other cities of the country in terms of the number of parks and squares. Taraz is one of the richest and most important settlements on the Great Silk Road. According to the history, the city is more than 2,000 years old. Once it was the capital of the Karakhanid state. It was called the City of Merchants. Till the present day, the land keeps traces of citadels, caravanserais, and handicraft workshops. There are dozens of historical monuments as the mausoleums of Karakhan, Aisha Bibi, and Baba Ja Khatun, which are included in the UNESCO World Heritage List. Shu is the next stop en route. Shu is the next stop on the route. The notes about this region can be found in many historical works. It was visited by travelers of different centuries who mentioned the name Shu in their travel notes time and again. For example, Sima Qian, the Chinese historian, wrote, Shu is one of the huge and vast states located far to the west of China. The traditional occupation of its inhabitants, who are called Huns, is cattle breeding. He was echoed by a renowned Russian scientist, Radlov. When Shu was built, Sairam, Talas, and Balasagun were not yet. Today, Shu justifiably is referred to as the crossroads of seven roads. It is a major junction railway station on Almaty-Taraz line. And from here, there is a way to the north to Astana and Petropavlovsk. Almaty 2 railway station is located in the heart of the metropolis and has its own interesting history. It was built in 1939 and reconstructed in the late 70s. Since then, the building has not changed much until the present day is a model of civil and public architecture of the time. The station is open all day long. In a day, passenger traffic can reach up to 10,000 people. Owing to its convenient location from here, you can easily get anywhere in the city by public transport. Tulpar Talgo team wishes you a good trip and thank you for your choice.